Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Summer Sessions. Yes, we're giving y'all two episodes. Feel like we ain't giving y'all two episodes in a while. This is episode 63. You want to follow us, man, at Barchair Scott, at Flo Zandaluni, at Pavy World on Twitter and Instagram, man. You can go to pavverbs.com right now. Keep streaming songs about women on all streaming platforms right now. By the time you hear this, the Letter to My Ex's video will be out. It's directed by homie TPJ. So check that out. It's going to be everywhere. Damien is not here with us today. He is on a vacation. I hope he's having a great time with the three best things you can have. Tacos, tequila, and pussy. It really does. That's the big three right there. Don't really get that much better than that. So I hope he's having an amazing time.
Your liquor is disgusting.
We're going to hold the fort down for him. So I just want to start this out where I feel like nature is starting to heal. I was watching these sporting events today. I was watching that great late White Sox win. I was watching Steph Curry go crazy on the Grizzlies. And we see all these crowd reactions, bro. I missed it. I haven't seen this in a while. I just felt like last year didn't feel like sports. The bubble was trash.
It wasn't trash to me.
Baseball with no crowd, it's not for me.
Football didn't matter with no crowd.
It was not good. You know, the NFL is going to be full stadiums. Shout out to Big Raj. We not giving a fuck anymore. And then I'm looking on my IG story. Everybody on my IG story is out. I see nothing but shots, ass, all on my feed. Niggas talking about, oh, bro, I'm finished. A whole bunch of shit. Niggas is out. Niggas is outside, bro. I feel like nature is healing. I hope y'all have a good time. I'm not doing shit. I'm too old. The game has passed me by. I'm just getting tired just looking at niggas' stories. Like, especially my cousin. This nigga swear he not pushing 35.
He got energy, man.
That nigga out in Houston. I'm like, nigga, you still think you in college. But, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all things out there. Pav, you had a long night yesterday. How'd it go?
It was cool. It was chill. It was shout out Waz. Went to Waz party. I mean, it was cool to just like, I saw Nard. I hadn't seen Nard in like, I don't even know today. It was just cool to just see people that I hadn't seen in a while. Geronimo was there, the homie. It's just cool to just see people for the most part. It felt like back the most, no- yeah, basically. It felt like kind of normal. It was like cool to hear songs that I hadn't heard outside. Like I had never heard Back in Blood outside the house. It was cool to hear Back in Blood outside the house. I'm like, this is incredible.
I still don't think I ever heard that song outside for that one line.
What?
That Pooh Shiesty line.
Oh. Go play Black and Blood. It's a good song, bro.
It probably is a good song.
It's a really good song. The first line of the song is, if your nigga killer ain't dead, you shouldn't wear no RIP shirts.
You know what's funny? That's true.
That is an incredible bar to start off a song with. I was hooked from that moment on.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, I don't think I'm going to listen to it. I'm just going to listen to the kids. Listen to the kids, bro. The kids say Pooh Shiesty hot, so I'm going to listen to the kids.
Shiesty tape decent, too. I played Shiesty tape. I actually like it. It has, like, three songs that I think are, like, really, really good.
Yeah, I'm just, it's past me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, you know, I'm accepting it. I'm watching.
Speaking of music, Cole's album. Guys, how do we feel about J. Cole's album?
This is the thing, man. First of all, me and my brother would. Diehard Cole fans, bro. Like
die
10
hard.
Years ago, nigga. Oh, you I live by every line of that nigga, dog. Like Friday Night Lights was like my life 11 years ago, nigga. I felt now I'm like, that nigga can rap. I ain't listen to the shit like smooth. That. Yeah, that nigga he's smooth. That nigga can rap. You know what I'm saying? But it's a good album. Don't get me wrong, it's a good album. I think the beats on there, we always clown J. Cole for the beats. I think the production was pretty good. Yeah. He's rapping his ass off, but there was two things I thought after listening to it. Damn, Cam needed a verse, and when the fuck is Kendrick gonna drop? And I don't think those are two shots I have after listening to a nigga album. It's a good album, but like you said in the group chat, I'll probably never listen to that shit again. But it's a good album.
Yeah, like I like it. I play it. I was listening like, damn, this nigga really spitting. Like, this nigga's a really good rapper. Don't really care though. Don't really care. Like I heard no lines I'ma live by for the most part. I'm like, it's not really doing anything for me here.
And it's crazy because I was listening to the Come Up, the Warm Up, and Friday Night Lights. I still love those records. You know what I mean? So a lot more filler than I remember. You know,
yeah,
a lot of tracks I go, I don't like this. This trash. What is this? And so maybe I was deceived.
No, we were just younger. We were younger. We're older now. All three of us in the 30s. Yes, Pav, I'm gonna round you up. Your birthday's next week. We're gonna round you up. All of us in the 30s now. You don't, if you still had the same taste you had 10 years ago,
something wrong with you.
Something wrong. So I listened to Friday Night Lights like a couple days ago. I was like, I thought this was gospel when I was 22. Now I'm like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, like I even like J. Cole's first album. I actually bought that album. I actually used to fuck with J. Cole heavy too. But around the time of Born Sinner, I was kind of like through with J. Cole.
Sideline
Story. I was like, this is a bad album. You know what I mean? I'm like, this isn't good. And I said, you know what? It's his first major label debut. I'm pretty sure he's going to have some joints that he didn't really want on there. And so because of that, no big deal. Next one was Born Sinner, right?
Yeah, Born Sinner.
I was like, this is smooth. You know what I mean?
Born Sinner, I like. Born Sinner's when Cole became a superstar. Remember he outsold Kanye and everybody made a
big deal? He had Crooked Smile on there. What else? Crooked Smile was on there. What else?
His number one song with Miguel.
Oh yeah, Power Trip, which is still heat. Power Trip is still heat. Power Trip dropped on Valentine's Day. That's how I remember when that record dropped. Because I remember I was at I went to the W and was fucking drinking SoCo and Coke, taking pictures, talking about luxuries.
First of all, let's talk about luxuries. Let's talk about us drinking unemployed father alcohol, which is exactly what Southern Comfort is.
SoCo and Coke. First of all, you're drinking number one a liqueur. You're drinking straight. You know how much sugar is in that, bro?
It's a ton of sugar.
You put Coca-Cola and SoCo together. That's disgusting. What are you doing?
Yeah, man. Those are the days, bro, when niggas ain't give a fuck about shit.
That is filthy.
We're going to the W and having that shit was probably like a good night.
That shit was incredible. It was Valentine's Day. I thought I did the shit big. First of all, I fucked up because when I bought the room, I bought the double bedroom because niggas didn't know what they was doing. I bought the fucking, I was like walking in this damn double beds. I'm like, damn, all right, that's my 47, but whatever.
Double bed.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I didn't read it correctly. I don't know. I was fucking 20, 21. I don't know what I was doing.
Bruh, you used to put luxuries. Going to the W Hotel is a luxury, nigga.
It's amazing, to look back at the actions we did, the people we were around, the music we listened to, and think to myself, why did I like this? And I know I'm getting old, bro, because I was on a Dan Ryan. Dan Ryan has always been annoying, whether it's packed or niggas driving like they're on the Indianapolis 500.
Bro, nigga.
But recently?
Niggas definitely be on their Jeff Gordon shit.
But recently, I was like, I'm not going back on the expressway again. And I had to, like, I was going to go to Hallis Hall today, but they changed it to a closed workout. So no media. My first thought was, can I make it there without getting on the 294? Like,
we give a round of applause for that? Hallis, 79th Hallis has finally made the Hallis Hall. Let's give a round of applause for that.
Shout out to y'all, man. Congrats on that, man. Congrats on that. Y'all deserve it.
Yeah, Thank you, brother.
I can't wait for what freaking Terrence told me, nigga, clear out your schedule. You gotta be there for OTAs, required mini camps, all this. I'm like, bro, I'm ready.
And road games. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I only have two road games this year.
And still.
So
I'm driving to the road games.
Like when if it's Detroit, I'm gonna like drive out there, stay with my aunt, stay with our
aunt. And with Green Bay.
I don't know.
Yo, if we can get two credentials for Green Bay, I'm coming into enemy territory, bro. I'm coming.
But if I can get I'm assuming it's gonna be NFC North teams, unless like I say, bro, I'm already gonna be in like California. You know, I can go watch the Rams, but. I mean, it's possible. Shoot, I'm done with another thing. I also want to brag on myself. I have finished all of my in-person classes for my two master's degrees.
Congratulations. So, educated brother. Educated black man.
Your question yesterday got Bears Twitter in a frenzy.
It's a great question.
First of all, Daz Newsome put on his IG about the Waffle House thing again. And then Tevin Jenkins actually ordered Harold's today.
Really?
He actually ordered Harold's on his Instagram today.
See, so, that See, well, see, Pav has had, and that's why I want to know, like, how did you do it, get relationships with him? Because Daz Newsom is the person I want to build a relationship with, so I can ask questions about him. That's how freaking Terrence and Gino did it. They found players.
Well, it'll be easier when you can actually go to the games.
Yeah, it's easier when they can, like, look at you. Because, like, for instance,
I don't know
like
when they're going to do in-person locker room interviews.
I'm not going to hold you.
Probably never.
You don't think they're ever going to do that again?
It's really so no need for it. It's actually no need for it. And then also, I'm like, sure, the players like it because everybody doesn't have to talk. Like, that's back true. In the day, when you had, like, locker room, they could walk up to any player and, like, they kind of, quote-unquote, had to talk. Yeah. Like, but I will say, when you could go to people, I felt like I was super cool with Doc. Super cool. Doc was the homie. Me and, like, PG had, like, a good rapport. I thought me and, like, PG was cool, and me and Zubac. Those people I was like coolest with on the team.
Yeah, so but yeah, it's definitely fun to get involved with them. But on another random note, did y'all see the Rory and Maul interview?
Yeah, I watched the first.
I didn't watch the whole interview.
First of all, it didn't need to be a minute, an hour, and 9 minutes. It could have been 30 minutes. After a while, they start saying the same shit. We get it. You wanted to see the statements. Joe is an asshole. And yeah, y'all don't want it. Y'all are real niggas who don't do shit like this. That's basically what the
we the real niggas basically.
Yeah, basically.
I had paid $2 for it. I was like, let me just watch it. Let me see what's going on. Then afterwards, I was like, was this worth $2 or could I have got myself a McChicken? And
I was about to say, that's two McChicken. Actually, it's probably one McChicken.
One McChicken.
A McChicken is still $1. I don't know what y'all have over there.
But no, the hell it ain't.
Here, bro, McChicken is probably like $1.19.
The dollar?
Are you sure?
You sure, nigga? Remember, they don't have McChicken be $1.19.
They don't have a value menu. So a McDouble's like $1.30 or something. But
bro, when I came home, I swear, last
McChicken $2.17.
And I bought Pav is right because $2.17.
I literally just went to the one on 65th and Western the other day. That bad boy was like $1.19.
Okay. The one I went to by the airport, nigga. That one was like $2.75 when I was coming back from Midway.
Facts, nigga. That's just not a dollar.
I came the first day and I bought us McDonald's, nigga, and I bought y'all food. I was like, nigga, this come out to $20? Like, we ain't order that much. The fuck?
McDonald's ain't the same, G.
It ain't, G. Remember the dollar menu days when the dollar menu was actually the dollar menu?
The dollar menu will hold you down as like a high schooler, bro. That shit held me down so many days as a high schooler.
But you gotta realize airport food is more expensive.
Now, I wasn't in the airport.
Even if you're within the vicinity, like if you go to the Giordano's by Midway, it's going to cost you more.
Well, and majority, even the McDonald's over here by the crib. When me and Damien went there a couple weeks ago. That shit
definitely $2.17. Yeah. Facts.
What the fuck that mean?
Bro, nah,
McDonald's. If I can pull up the McDonald's on Uber Eats, I guarantee that bad boy going to be like freaking a dollar something.
Pull it up, G. It's not.
Now I just need to know now. I have to look this up. Only here
when you get content like how much does a McChicken cost in 2021?
This is the one on 67th and Pulaski. You got to go to the value menu.
You got to play the Jeopardy music.
It is a lot to find. Y'all right? No, actually, it's $1.79.
Okay, still.
Told you that's
not a dollar menu.
$1.79,
and that's without tax.
That's without tax. That shit is $2.17, bro.
You been back in the day, bro? When we was in high school, bro. $3, I'm gonna have a solid little meal.
You eating, bro?
What I'm saying? $3, I'm eating good, bro.
You getting two McDoubles and then probably a small fry. Remember the cheeseburgers day they had? $49.59 cheeseburger day.
He was going crazy.
No, it was. I think it was 49 cent burgers, 59 cent cheeseburgers.
That's what it was.
Nigga, I still can't believe, nigga, I would go to 2 days at football and then go eat McDonald's. Like, that's just stupid. That makes no sense.
I bet you burned that shit off because you had that high school metabolism.
Ooh, bro. Nah, literally, it was because you did 2 days, right, John?
Yeah.
So remember the first practice early in the morning, you're tired. Then you have like maybe an hour and a half to get you some food. We sometimes had 2 hours, and then you got the next practice. The next practice, everybody be throwing up because it was like, why did we do that?
Nah, the funniest shit we used to do was when we used to have 3-a-days at one point in time.
Ooh,
like So we would have, I think it was like a football camp that lasted like 4 or 5 days. The first night, like everybody who was like a junior or a senior knew what they were gonna do. It was like the freshmen who didn't know. Like the first night, it was like, don't ever go to sleep. They're gonna wake you up in the middle of the night and make you run 2 miles around the school, like just around the school. And then the next day, I think you wake up at like 9. You light practice. Then you do another one at like 1, and then you chill. Then you do another one from like 6 to like 9, and then you was good for the rest of the night. And then on like the last day, you got your pass. But like you got them for, but you did 2 practices in pass. It's just like, bro, what are y'all doing, G? That don't make sense, bro.
Bro, that sounds like freaking hell.
You killing people, G. Like, what y'all?
Can they, do they even allow?
Nah.
Two days anymore?
I think they can do 2 days, but I don't think they could be all pass.
I think half of the day you can't hit though. Whereas before, you know, like in mini camp, you can't be in full pads back in the day. And I'm pretty sure, but minicamp, you couldn't be in a full pads. Now, I don't think you can be in pads at all for minicamp in 2 days. Half of it has to be no helmet on. I mean, no pads on at all. Just walk through. And nigga, Lord knows I love a walkthrough. All
right, let's run the play. Incredible. Walkthroughs were like I'm blocking stretch day.
Yeah, basically. You know what I'm saying? First team, get up there, act like I'm blocking, and then run back, laugh, talk shit, heat the coaches.
Walkthroughs. The only time we would do walkthroughs was the day before a game. So if it was Friday,
that was the best time.
If it was, yeah, so like our Friday practices was always like walkthroughs, and then Saturday you would obviously play.
Yeah,
what was y'all coaches? It was Ace and before what was Jordan off? What was Jordan off?
Stoyan. I wonder if he just ever randomly heard that Scott Lewis, he's like, oh, I remember that dude from Curry, and hears this on his podcast, heating him. But he was
you and Mike hated that nigga, dog.
He was annoying. He's not a good teacher. You know, you shouldn't be a teacher that makes me hate you. I don't need that. I guess he thought he'd be like hardcore, but I'm like, you're my gym teacher. You're not my coach. I don't care about this.
I want to know, do kids have half days anymore?
I mean, shit, they ain't had school for a year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I could not have been in the virtual pandemic days. First of all,
I would have failed. I'm not doing that shit.
That's not a doubt in my mind.
In a Zoom call, bro, you can have your own private chat in between certain
niggas would
have
been on allhiphop.com, niggas.
Bro, you think
if burning CDs?
You think if we're not gonna have a chat here, that I'm not gonna immediately completely separate myself from the class and then do whatever I want? Every day would be a half a day.
Niggas making beats on Fruity Loops.
Nigga, I know them kids was playing 2K. Niggas was probably literally making songs. Niggas was not listening to them things, bro. Cause
oh, my camera broke. That's why y'all can't see me right now.
No. So my stepmom said at first they made a requirement where everybody had to have their cameras on. But then like certain kids didn't feel comfortable with that because obviously everybody's home living situation don't look the same.
So it's like
apparently kids started like heating other kids about fucking where they live because kids are cruel. And then
towel in the background.
and then they was like, you can have your cameras off if you want to. Nigga, I'm not paying attention, bro. I'm gonna cut that shit on, let that shit run, and go play 2K. I'm not paying attention, bro.
I was back home, I was talking to my cousin, and she was talking about our little cousin who just turned 17, which is Lord. And she wanted to go out for a birthday, and there was like, you know, still certain restrictions. And I was like, man, I'm so glad I'm not a teenager doing this little COVID era, bro. Like, I mean, of course, you're gonna do what the fuck you want to do because you're young, but we didn't have no restrictions, we can do what the fuck we want.
Yeah, you know, on top of that, I wonder what it was like for kids who didn't have prom, who didn't have graduation. Fuck prom.
Like, I will say this about prom. Prom is I mean, look.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Because you niggas had shitty prom experience.
I've never went to prom before.
Exactly. Either you didn't win or your experience was trash.
Yeah, he didn't go. My date left me like 40 hours, and that's why I went by myself.
That's right. That did happen. I forgot about that. But see, prom is fire though. Prom is a foundational experience of high school, bro. It ain't nothing like that. And when you get there, no one cares about the person you
with. But that's what I'm saying. You don't even kick it at your date.
I brought this girl named Shazia. It was cool peoples. We ain't had no feelings for each other. It's just my homegirl. And as soon as you walked in there, nigga, I want to
say. I remember she was decent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that was my homegirl. I had no feelings toward her. And so when we walked in there, we got our table. We were late. Nigga, she with her homegirls, I with my homies, and we was dancing. And when it was slow dance time, only people who were slow dancing were niggas who were couples. Yeah, and everybody else was just sitting dancing, like, bro. And then if they were playing like bachata, then you know,
half oh, they was going crazy though. Bachata.
Now, bro, oh, I love bachata. I would have been going crazy in the.
But do, of course, do the LeBron from the commercial. Bro,
that commercial is hilarious.
Yeah, that nigga LeBron was going crazy.
That's hilarious, bro.
That's how he fucked that ankle up. Doing that salsa dancing.
Did he come back yet?
Yeah, he came back.
Yeah, he came back yesterday.
He didn't look like he was hurt yesterday. Nigga jumping from the free throw line.
Granted,
it was the Pacers.
Exactly. It was
without Miles Turner and without Sabonis.
Miles Turner's without fucking Sabonis. I don't think Malcolm Brogdon played. Like, that shit don't count, bro. And the game was low-key close. That was the funniest part about
it. It was 111-108.
The game was low-key close. And none of them niggas played. I'm like, all right, that ain't cool.
Niggas like, oh, there go Bron again. Witness. I'm like, nigga, they playing against a beat-up 9th seed.
I think if it's any chance for them, I mean, the Lakers are the most vulnerable. And honestly, I feel like Father Time is catching up to LeBron. It took a long time. And it ain't catching up to him like it catch up to regular niggas. His Father Time catching up to him is a long descent. That takes right. a long time.
Tom Brady and LeBron James have been beating Father Time ass for like the last 5 years.
Whereas like with Dwayne Wade, I feel Father Time just like came one day and said, all right, enough.
Father Time came for Dwayne Wade 10 years ago.
Nigga, Father Time came for D-Wade in 07. 2012, really. You funny as hell saying 07. It wasn't 07. It was like 2012. It was, bro, nigga, remember this graphic, bro. Remember like in the finals when he had that fucking 20-point game and he dunked and yelled. Because yeah. I was at y'all crib. That was a graphic. He didn't score 20 points for 2 months. That was the first time he scored 20 points since March, bro.
I remember those days, man. That shit was funny as hell, bro. All them fucking, that Heatles era is low-key important era in the history of NBA basketball. Like, that's low-key like the Big Bang, the decision. Like, nothing true. After the decision was the same.
And I hate watching basketball now because of it. Even though the Warriors game, I think
these playoffs finna crack, though.
Nah, these playoffs finna be lit, bro.
I wish that the whatchamacallit FCS championship would have been on at the same time so I could watch something else. Is there high school football?
I realized, you watch high school football.
High school football
is decent though.
You should go on to coaching.
I keep telling you,
you should go on to coaching.
It's funny because I was watching highlights of Trevor Lawrence's team, and good lord, I think it's probably like the second week in a row I've said this. I've never seen a high school team move in this manner. I think this is unfair. And I don't know any Chicago team that could match against a team of that caliber. I realize down south, bro, they just got a monopoly.
It's different, bro.
On football talent.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
First of all, you can play it all year. Yeah. Like, you can't play. I mean, you can, but you can't though. Like, nigga, we not linking up to play football when it's 8 feet of snow on the ground, bro. Nigga, we not doing that.
Whereas if it's hot outside, you throw a football around but the funny thing is, you would think being able to do that all year round would make people want to hoop all year round. Where in the South, I feel like the best hoopers don't come from the South. I feel like they come from.
Texas got some niggas. Texas.
The best. I'm like, when you think of the best hoopers.
Nah, nigga, Texas got.
When you think of the best hoopers, name me the top two cities you think of.
LA and Chicago.
Exactly.
Okay. We be giving LA a little bit too much because they got a whole county. When we start talking about LA,
I'm talking about region, period. You know, region, period. I'm talking about that. So, literally, when you think of hooping, you would think of even the Southern California area.
Hold on, wait. Do you consider the DMV the South? Or do you consider that to the East Coast?
That's the East Coast to me.
Okay. Cause DMV got some niggas.
That's the East Coast, bro.
Everybody got some niggas. Everybody has talent. But when I talk about, like, for instance,
on Eastern Standard Time.
Is that what Pimp C was talking about?
Yeah, he's talking about Atlanta ain't no damn South. he said you go to Atlanta, it's the same time as in New York. That's how I knew that fucking shirt was beating his ass when he said that shit.
I kind of understand what he is saying.
Yeah, but that nigga went on a whole rant.
But I kind of get what he's saying. Because there is Atlanta and there is Miami and there's the rest of the South.
Okay, now that's true. That's definitely very true.
Like, nigga, Miami is not Florida. That is Miami. Florida is not the same thing. Atlanta, even there is
Florida's a different type of South, though. It's just, I can't explain what it is. Nah, Georgia, nigga, that's the South. Georgia was in this, Georgia seceded from the Union in the Civil War. So, nigga, it's the South. I don't know what, Pimp C was just, was getting his ass.
Yeah, but Atlanta is even a little more metropolitan than, like, a lot of places down South.
Sure, it ain't the most South, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they have, like, the heaviest accents.
Yeah, but once you get past city limits, Atlanta, country, nigga.
This is true. This is true. It's facts. It's facts. And so, nigga, really?
You honestly go to fucking College Park. Nigga, College Park, country and shit.
Honestly, bro, once you leave Midtown, which is downtown, it kind of gets country.
It's country. Nah, that's what I remember. I said I was going to move to Atlanta. Then we started going a little further. I'm like, nah, I'm straight.
The DMV lame as hell for combining three states. That's just trash.
That's a cold ass name, though.
It's fire. Undeniably fire. But why would I want to be known with three other states? Do I want to combine myself with Illinois and Tennessee? IIT, nigga? No.
That shit far. G. Tennessee far as hell, G.
Under Illinois? Tennessee. It's right there.
G. That's taking you at least 5 hours. Yeah, of
course. I'm talking about literally, nigga, trying to go from places in the DMV or one half in the DMV to the other half is very, very far. But I'm talking about in proximity. It's literally Illinois, then it's Kentucky, then it's Tennessee. Tennessee's right on literally the bottom of Illinois. Combining states is just stupid. Who thought that was a good idea?
But every time we drive through Tennessee, we always drive past the Titan Stadium.
Yeah, it's a nice stadium, though.
Yeah, it's a nice stadium for to watch Tannehill. That's my guy, though. Tanner Goat.
Home of the nigga who got, never mind. That was gonna be bad.
I know where you was gonna go. Damian's not here.
Yeah,
Damian's not here for the layup. That's fucked up though. He did die of a side bitch though. That's kind of side bitch murked him right on the couch on July 4th. Thought he was going to his wife's crib for BBQ. No sir, we both going to hell. All right, anyway, moving right along.
He said, "No sir, we both going to hell."
Come for the ribs, stay for the hellfire.
Oh my God.
I feel like things did kind
of. You gotta know that's coming though, don't you? You gotta know that's coming.
No, you don't. You think she's gonna kill you, bro?
She gave that nigga some hints that she was crazy, bro.
I told my girl.
Just don't up and shoot both of y'all.
I told my girl if she ever attempted, it's no way. I'm gonna be moving like John Wick and I'm putting hollows in her because she's not taking me out.
What made you go that verse?
You know, she
already. You go with that first.
I mean, we got a real big fight, like a year ago.
And she said you're gonna put some hollows in
it. And she was like, if you ever cheat on me, I'll kill you. I was like, I know before you do it. I was like, I know. I would sense the vibe, and you would wonder why I started carrying my gun more. The moment she said, I'm gonna do a Marine Corps roll over the freaking bed, and you're gonna see me pop up, and I'm handling. If I'm thinking my side chick is crazy. Was he on a boat when he got killed? Where was he?
No, he was on the couch.
Nah, he was at the crib.
He was on the couch.
Bro. I'm not chilling. I'm going to tell you.
Gee, he was asleep. He got him some pussy nightfall. He was going to roll over. His sons then was barbecuing. He was going to spend the day at his wife's house. He was going to do the double dip. She was like, you ain't spending another holiday with that bitch.
You ain't spending another holiday, period, nigga.
Right, well, we both going, nigga.
Ain't another
ain't
moment.
No more holidays.
Ain't no more moments, nigga. That's it.
This is a dark podcast. It really is. I apologize. Some when people be texting me shit we be saying on here, I'm like, damn, nigga, we said that. Like somebody texted like, gee, you said y'all combined Aaliyah and Paul Walker. I was like, no, not Aaliyah, Whitney Houston and Paul Walker. I was like, damn,
That was one of the wildest comments in the history of this show, bro. Y'all niggas did what, bro? Aaliyah, Whitney Houston and Paul Walker. Nigga, what?
When he's describing them skis, I was like, damn. I was like,
okay. Oh my God.
I just realized Whitney Houston was lying when she said she don't do crack. She might as well have been doing that.
She was doing crack. Crack is whack.
Bro, she might have been better off doing crack. Because whatever she was taking, she decided she wanted
to. She told y'all crack is a poor person's drug. That's what she said. Crack is whack. Remember she was the beat one. I knew Whitney was far gone when she was the BET Awards. She's like, I like to thank y'all, my manager, my mama, my sister, my mama, doing all that shit when she's breaking down each syllable. After she won a BET Award. I was like, Whitney didn't got every Grammy on planet Earth.
Oh, shit.
And she popped locking up on BET Award.
Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Like, come on, dog.
I knew she was too far gone.
Bro, she was too far gone, bro.
Oh, for a BET Award.
Geez, she was like, want to thank my husband, Bobby. I was like, all right, man.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
I was like, all right, dog. Remember when the BET Awards first started? It was like, how many years you say BET Awards was like really, really good? First 10?
At least 10, bro. At least 10, bro. Short, I feel like
a while.
The last moment was at least 10 years. No, the last moment was Chris Brown.
Chris Brown
singing Man in the
Mirror. Dancing for his career. That nigga danced for his career, nigga. For his career. He did that shit and he was back in the good graces of America.
Then he dropped Fame, double platinum.
Yep, double platinum.
That's crazy. The nigga physically assaulted a woman and like put her face in.
Not just a woman,
Rihanna,
a fucking superstar.
A superstar, but a human being, bro. I mean, made her look like the putty men all freaking Power Rangers.
Okay. And then the nigga went. Rihanna needs to thank half of this is gonna go. This is a Patreon.
No. I don't think this is Patreon. This Patreon? No,
it's not. That's
please
what
say what you gonna say.
No,
please
no,
say
no.
What you gonna say.
I don't think so. I like covering the bears. Please I don't think so. You deserve that Patreon.
I'm gonna save it for Thursday. Yeah. I'm gonna say that's just an extracurricular activities launched to the superstardom.
No, bro, when she went on Dateline, she
bro, what did she say? What did she tell Barbara Walters? That was a phrase she used.
He was just I think she just said like he beat me or something like that.
No,
and it was like
it wasn't that. It was something. It was some word, bro. I was like, wow, this nigga
cook. And then that nigga went on fucking Larry King with that little ass bow tie. He had that little ass baby blue bow tie. Like, nigga, you are cooked. Get your ass off TV. By the way, nigga, find that. I'm finna fucking find that picture, bro. That little ass bow tie.
Nigga, I should make this the artwork, nigga, the bow tie.
That little ass bow tie, that nigga.
Chris
had
Brown, Larry King, bro. Hold on.
Because that shit was definitely a meme on Twitter for a while.
Look at this nigga, man.
Oh shit! No, the worst part about that era G is that you know "Crawl" is an incredible song, dog.
"Crawl" is a top tier light skinned nigga redemption.
That is an incredible song, and no one cared.
Bro, I heard that song. I was like, damn, I forget this nigga.
Once it got to the breakdown, I ain't even care no more. G, I'm like, it's all love, G.
And then the video, nigga, he's dancing with the kids. And then all he learned is a two-step thing, bro. That nigga put out deuces. Like, oh, you got to run on first. And then
he put out deuces. He started rapping.
Yeah, he started rapping.
Tiger did that Fan of a Fan tape.
Fan of a Fan, two niggas on
base.
Fan of a Fan.
No, the nigga was doing Gangsta Grills. Because remember, No BS was on that drama tape.
Yep. What was the single he put on? What was the first Fame single with Wayne? That was fucking everywhere.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Yeah, that shit.
That was on Fame?
That was on Fame, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Chris Brown, Look at Me Now. I'm pretty sure that was on Fame. Look at Me Now is on... what album is this on? Look at Me Now.
Trash song. I hated it.
That song is not trash. You tweaking.
I hated it then and I hate it now.
That song was
heat, serious? Fame was, I mean, Look at Me Now was hard. And I ain't even fucking Wayne.
Look at Me Now.
Fame came out 2010. Yeah, Look at Me Now. Third song on there. Deuces,
it was that.
Look at Me Now. Yeah,
No
Three
Bullshit.
Times.
No Bullshit was on there.
Let me see. Is it on there? No Bullshit is not on here.
It's not.
Nope. Deuces. Look at Me Now.
Yes, it is on here. No Bullshit is on here. No Bullshit. She Ain't You. The Justin Bieber joint. Wet the Bed. Beautiful People. Yeah, it was joints on here.
Hold on. I'm trying to see. I don't see it on there.
Yep, because Fame. Yep, because Fang was his
You're right. Deuces, no bullshit. Deuces. Look at me now. She ain't you with the Michael Jackson sample.
The nigga fought back.
Times. Beautiful people.
That nigga beat the woman and then said, I'm going to embrace this and then become a blood.
Yeah, then he became a gang member.
You know what I'm saying? Our gang culture in LA is deep, but it's weird to me. You can't pay to be a GD nigga. Like, you can't pay to raise the folks. And maybe because Chicago is just not a city that's, like, popular like LA is.
What are you talking about? What you say?
I was like, gang culture in LA is weird to me. How niggas can pay to become gang members. Like, you can't.
I mean, a lot of niggas just became BDs, though. That right. did happen.
But niggas who became BDs were already here.
I will say this. It wasn't
Hollywood niggas just start throwing up the trays or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But it's a lot easier for niggas to claim gangs now than it was back in the day when we were growing up.
Low key.
Like, there was a point where you couldn't say G if you wasn't one of the G's. Like,
facts. If you went to a mo and said, "What up, G?" They'd be like,
"You couldn't." But bro,
the brothers. What you mean,
bro? I remember I was like outside one day and like niggas just say G and I was like, "What's good, G?" He was like, "Don't call me that. Say mo." So I literally had to say mo every time I walked outside. You know how
attract you, bro.
Do you know how uncomfortable that shit is to put in your language, mo? Like, I don't talk like that, bro.
I don't want to say mo and I don't want to say Lord. What up, Lord? No.
No. Like, I don't talk like that, bro.
Speaking of Lords, Kevin Garnett. One of the greatest Hall of Fame speeches ever. I just like how he slid that in there. Nobody with Chicago niggas peeped that up. He said, "I just want to thank the travelers." I was like, "Hold up." I had to call my mama. She's like, "Oh, no, he didn't."
No, he didn't. I got to go. Wait, no. He really said that?
Me, yeah, you know,
shout out to the travelers.
I didn't watch it.
He had Isaiah Thomas induct him. He was on the
show. I want to thank the travelers.
No, he said it smooth. He said, "I want to thank the city of Chicago for adopting me and taking me as one of your own." He said Ronnie Fields, Farragut, George Music Shop, all the travelers. And then somebody in the background was like, yeah. And then he said all the south side, all the west side. And then they showed a video leaked from his Showtime documents coming out. We asked Isaiah Thomas to be.
He was like two hands to the chest.
I was like, two hands over the chest, baby.
I was like, did this shit really just happen? All the travelers, I'm crying. Yeah, no, I didn't watch the Hall of Fame because I didn't want all the emotional colors.
Vanessa Bryant is
strong, bro.
She's very, very strong. She and with all due respect,
graceful woman.
Yeah, with all due respect. Vanessa Bryant.
I just said she's gorgeous. I'm glad Damien wasn't on here because he'd have been drunk and said something I'd have had to arrest.
No, he's a widow. He just said like she's a widow or some shit like that. He's like, "All right, bro."
Oh, Damien definitely would have like said that. But no, she was gorgeous, very strong woman. I don't know how she held together because I didn't. I was definitely in this bitch boo hooing. Well, Michael Jordan. All right, relax.
Hey,
relax.
I know it. Enough time has passed.
Nah, you gotta give it at least 4-5 years, G.
No, he can't ever.
He can't
That's
ever.
Limits for him. No. No, anybody else?
There will be people
him?
Who listen to no. this podcast, and they will know exactly what I'm talking about. And for those who do, I thank you, and I want you to know, I know.
Yo, if you listen to the podcast fuck, long dog. Enough, you should know who we talk about. You should but know no,
what
he
the
can't.
Fuck, dog?
He can't.
If that would have ever happened to you know.
Bro, that's I was his man's. No, he can't. No, it's off limits forever.
I would rather my man's than somebody I don't know.
No,
I would rather my man's. Absolutely.
I would.
Absolutely.
I At least I know my kids gonna be good. G,
first of all, Powell's. Oh wow, I just said the name. First of all, he's married.
Bro, if I ever was deceased, bro, and, you know, and let's say I was rich, famous, and I'm dating whoever.
No, we're editing all of this.
Oh, I'm just, you better just put on Patreon, nigga. You just better say this special edition, because we all the way in now.
Yeah, we in now.
We in, G. I just thought to myself, like, you know, human beings are, we're proximity based. You around somebody long enough, you'll go,
I fuck with them.
I rock with you, Cole, but, hold on, bro. Decisions are about to be made.
But yeah, I'm not to partake in this conversation. All I said,
I would rather my man's than somebody else, bro.
Bro, no, I will come back from the dead and I will haunt you, niggas.
If I ever made my girl a widow, I would hope it would be better if it was one of my homies, not because I feel bad or he's snagging me. I'm dead. Like, I don't have a conception about what's happening.
Facts, dude,
I'm
out of here, bro. And he's never coming back, and that's that.
You know what I'm saying? But if I did have a conception and I knew it was somebody, like, I got, you know, one of my close friends, oh yeah, you gonna take care of her. Now, if it was one of my homies who like are whores, I'd be like, this isn't good. You know, I need to haunt them. I'm crying. Yeah. Scott just getting with very stoic. Scott is determined not to talk about any of this.
Nah, all I said,
the kids don't know, but we do.
All I said was Miss Bryant was stunning. And y'all niggas went down a whole nother path that I want no parts of this conversation.
You started it by saying like you.
All I said was she was stunning, and then y'all.
I didn't know where you were going, bro.
No, nigga, you said no disrespect.
Yeah, that's why I felt a little nasty by coming.
Why? Because she's attractive. She was attractive before.
Yeah,
the whole world knows she attractive.
Okay. Let's move forward with this. So by the way, when I saw Michael Jordan Bama ass, by the way, when niggas said Michael Jordan was dressed like he worked at Mondo Burger, gee. You mess with Kurt and you go on the grinder.
That was a terrible fit though.
Terrible fit. Yeah, Bama. At the end of the day, he a country nigga from North Carolina, gee.
Still, bro, you got all that money. Where is your fashion designer, bro?
He don't care no more. He's a fucking billionaire, bro. He don't care.
Yeah, that's also true. What I need to fake for anymore?
Who gonna tell Michael Jordan he not dressed right?
Gee, but Michael Jordan in the 90s used to get fit up, fits on, G.
That is true.
But here's my theory: when he didn't have a black wife anymore, that's when his fashion was.
I also think it was part of his image, like. He had to do that.
He had to look good.
Yeah, he's fucking Michael Jordan. You gotta look like God when you walk in. I'm Jordan.
Yeah, immaculate suits.
Yeah, now he's 60. Yes, and smokes cigars and got 60. Yellow eyes.
How did his eyes get yellow? Like what conditions?
Yeah, he like 58.
Still.
Yeah.
Our father's 66, his eyes are fine.
Your father don't smoke cigars every day.
Yeah, he don't, true. Yeah. My dad can't even.
I can have a cigar bite once every couple months. It's not because you don't inhale cigars, but still, it's thick.
It stays thick, bro.
It stays on your clothes.
The next day, you know you smoke.
Nigga,
cigars.
You can feel it in. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
You about to say something wild? You can feel it in your throat, nigga.
Yes. Never fucking mind. It stays around a while.
I had cigars with Tony on Saturday. Next day, I was like, bro, my room smells like cigars. I was like,
bro,
why does it smell like this? You know, and he got the whole joint too. And he was like, he told me, hey, man, these cigars are perfectly humidified. I'm like, okay, cool, bet. Great cigar. It's fantastic experience. But nigga, it stayed within my clothes. I had to wash them immediately. So
yeah, remember Pav, we went to the place last week and we took the cigar with us. So I left it on a chair overnight. And mistake. I was like, damn, nigga, stank up in this motherfucker.
Mistake.
I had no plans of actually smoking it, but I was just like, fuck it. Let me just
I still remember our whatchamacallit. We used to have a neighbor. You know what?
A neighbor behind us, right?
Yeah.
That nigga would play his little old school, smoke his little cigar.
You know, I realized in hindsight, Okay, so I don't know these people's name anyway, but there was a couple that lived behind us back when me and Scott were like young, almost like when we first moved here. And the husband died in a car accident. Within a few months, there was a new nigga there already.
Okay, all right.
And he was there for years. And I thought to myself, that's pretty quick. You know, listen, like this
okay,
is
a- well, let's ask the question without, since we can go on to talk about this topic without talking about specifics, like what y'all niggas was finna do. How long is too long for a widow?
You get on your man's girl and your man is a pack.
No, I'm not. Okay.
This is what you're asking.
No, how long? Should it be like, yo, should like, cause they niggas are saying this about remember the fake rumor that Lauren London got pregnant? Niggas like, how dare she? I'm like, nigga, Nipsey been dead for 2 years, bro. She gotta move on her life. Yeah, she gotta move on her life.
Honestly, bro.
You expect this just not to get no loving for the rest of her life? Lauren London is a very attractive woman.
I don't think there's a time limit, bro. If you got to get it the next day, which is wild. You're just really a subhuman if you do that. But if you got to get something the next day, go ahead.
At least let me be 6 feet deep for you out here.
You can't be like, you know.
The flowers, let the flowers hit my casket before you go on with your life. You know
I think I really think it just depends on the person, how deep it was. Like, it's, you know, depends on everybody. And also, like, what your needs are. Like, maybe you need a person to be around. I don't fucking know.
All I know is our neighbor moved in, and it was hilarious because the nigga looked like the manliest man ever. And his voice was like this. And so we come outside, and he's like, what's up, man?
He'd be super tough. I went into the garbage one time. He's like, he had a cigar. What's up, man? I was like, nigga, fuck you talking like Mike Tyson for?
What's your voice, bro?
Bro, that shit had me done.
But yeah, but no, I'm not. On top of that, I think he used to smoke cigars every day. I'm like, that's too much. I don't think you need a cigar every day. And then those weren't quality cigars. They're just big, stanky hood nigga cigars. I was like, bro, you got to do better than this, bro.
Nigga smoking blacks.
I'd rather have smoked a black than that. But yeah. But no, I don't, you know, yeah, dude, whenever you feel like it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It really don't matter because you dead. It's not like God got you in heaven, like, all right, look what's going on with your
How
life.
How cool
right
would
now.
That be if you died and God was in heaven? Like, all right, you want to go check on your peoples? I'm like, oh,
no,
yeah, sure.
I got a morbid
your wife
wish.
Just getting pounded. You like, bro, what?
No, I got a morbid wish. This is my morbid wish. I want to watch my funeral.
Bro, I would only want to watch my funeral if I could go in there and say, y'all lying. Half of you are.
No, I want to watch my funeral. Like, God should give me, like, the 4K setup. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here watching it with Tupac and, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. You know, right, yeah, let's watch my funeral, nigga. I want to know who came. Who cried the most?
I just know.
Who was capping?
I've had friends who passed and seen people.
Which women I dated showed up?
Bro, I've had friends in the past and seeing people at their funerals and lying. I was like, bro, why are you all lying? You didn't know him. What are these fake tears? Yeah. Part of life, bro.
That's what I want to see. Like, after that, I don't got to see nothing else. I just want to see my funeral, see what it was like. I know.
Eric Cannon sent a nigga when I die. You got to fly in and do your fake cry. You know that came to my mind.
I changed that to United Center. I don't want my funeral at Soldier Field. Don't bury me in that shitty ass stadium.
They're not gonna bury you in the stadium anyway, nigga.
You know what
you
I mean?
You mean a memorial?
Yeah, I don't want my memorial in Soldier Field.
I mean, that's a great place to have memorials. 80,000 seats, bro.
Put a Bears logo on my casket so they can let me down one last time.
That's hilarious. But those days over, my friend.
But yeah. But so I'm back to the Hall of Fame thing before we got off on a path we didn't need to go on.
Your fault. Your fault. You should have never said no disrespect.
I forgot what niggas I was on the podcast.
Your fault, nigga.
But all I said was she was stunning. She was breathtaking. But,
I just didn't know where you were gonna go, so I had to make sure I put a disclaimer. Like, hold on now.
But
this is a beloved widow. We will not.
We are at the point right now where every player that's going into the Hall of Fame of players is actually watched now. Like even today, the 2021 class got announced. Chris Webber, bitch ass, finally made it.
But I mean, I'm like, all right, bro. I saw it. And I was like, all right, bro. I guess.
Do you don't think C Webb's a Hall of Famer?
No.
Borderline.
Okay.
Like if he didn't get in, I wouldn't be mad.
I mean,
he got
like
in,
this,
but if
this is on his third ballot,
did he get fired by what you call it?
No, he just left. He didn't get fired.
No.
He just left. No, but this is the third ballot he's on though.
Five-time NBA
All-Star. That nigga retired a while ago.
Five-time NBA All-Star, five-time All-NBA team member, rookie of the year.
Somebody was like, Chris Webber carried franchises.
No, he didn't. He never carried franchise. To carry, carried is a very strong word.
But basketball is very easy to get into.
Yes, the easiest Hall of Fame to get into.
You know?
Easiest Hall of Fame. Baseball Hall of Fame is full of shit. I don't really take much to Baseball Hall of Fame either because
them old ass writers.
All them fucking steroid niggas need to be in there. I'm sorry. All them niggas. Look, like I said, it's not like I could take steroids tomorrow and I start hitting like Cody Bellinger. That's just not gonna fucking happen. I wish it would. If I could take steroids, nigga, I'd be like, nigga, I'm the new Acuna, nigga. Fuck y'all.
My thing is, I don't, if you to set up your Hall of Fame, I don't think writers should have a say so in who goes.
I don't either. I think it should be former players.
Former players and former coaches and managers, because you want to have the respect of your peers to enter in. Now, are any of the freaking people who cast the ballots former players, or are they all just journalists?
I think they're all journalists.
I think they're all writers.
Yeah, I think they're all writers. You know, it's like being in, I'm not going to say names, but there's a Chicago beat writer who Scott and I have talked about, and I realized I came to find out this dude's a fan of another team and trashes the Bears every chance he gets. I was like, I see. I wouldn't want him voting on Bears players. You know what I mean? I know his bias is there. And so it's the same way as writers. I don't want writers having
think
bias.
About this, bro. There's at somebody
least cut me off hard, bro. Like the sentence hadn't even been completed.
My bad. But I be doing that a lot.
At least with coaches and players, even niggas who got beef, niggas, it's easier to acknowledge your rival in a sport when you all playing to your best. These writers ain't been in no sport. They don't have a right to select who goes to the fame more, Hall of Fame more than I do, because you know why? None of us have spent time in that sport. I think it's just trash. It should be coaches, former players, and it should be it. The same time, the worry is if it's coaches and former players, it might be some niggas who got in there who you're like, I don't know if they deserve to get in there. So
yeah, because who players respect and who players respect and who actually had the best careers are two different concepts.
Yeah.
There needs to be like just a minimum criteria to get in. Cause like
there kinda is, but like there kinda isn't. Cause if you look at Chris Webber, well, I mean, there kinda is. It's usually
you basically gotta have like five all stars and
yeah, like five all stars.
Couple NBA teams.
Couple all NBA teams. Basically, you need to be like at least cold as hell for at least 5 to 6 years. Like one of the best in the league for like 5 to 6 years. Then you have a shot.
Like, cause who said Robert Horry need to go in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, but that nigga was lying. That nigga was lying.
He still suffering from that punch.
Nigga lost. First of all, that was one of the meanest punches. One of the greatest punches ever thrown in combat sports, and that's not even a combat sport. He connected.
They said that nigga was tasting his brain fluid, bro.
Yeah, bro. He knocked him the fuck out, bro.
Did he go to jail for that?
Nah, he ain't go to jail. It happened on the court. Hmm? And it was just it went bad because his head smacked off the ground.
Yeah. That's why it went bad?
Yeah, his head smacked off the ground. That's why he didn't really punch him that hard. His head just smacked off the ground.
I thought that was who was it?
He thought he got folded up that crazy.
It was Kermit Washington, and they said the blow shattered his face and inflicted life-threatening head and spinal injuries. Jesus. But I wonder also, was it modern medicine of 1978 that made it worse? Because
no, he got folded up. No, nigga, he got folded up.
It said he was only sidelined for 5 months. So was it that? Was the punch that bad?
Dude, go watch him.
And the nigga. There are books. There are like three books.
Go watch the footage, G. He got folded up.
Greatest fades of all time, dude.
He got folded up, bro.
Who initiated the fight?
The fuck up.
I think it was like Daryl Dawkins.
I think Daryl
Dawkins was fighting fucking somebody. And then dude came in. Rudy was like trying to squabble up. And then dude came in, pie out his ass. Like,
bro, it was like
binked his ass up.
It was hella uncalled for, bro. It ain't like Rudy T was fighting niggas, G.
He was just around the fight.
And got folded. Like,
stop trying to squabble.
Oh, I see it now. He literally was just running up. This was purposeless.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Don't run up, nigga. Don't run up to the squabble. Just squabble up.
He did. He ran up with his arms down for no.
Gotta be ready to squabble up, G. It also was bad because he caught him off guard. Like he probably didn't even know he got hit. He probably didn't know what happened to him.
Yeah, I mean, shit. That nigga, what he say? They say you taste your blame fluid, nigga. Like
blame fluid,
bro. Like what the fuck, nigga. So he must still have some fucking side effects. Some Robert Horry needs to be in the fucking Hall of Fame. Don't sully the Hall of Fame. Or it's fucking
D.I. Sanders. Funny thing is that nigga Kurt Washington did go to jail. Not for that, though.
Not for that, though.
On May 2016, he was indicted for embezzling $500,000 meant from children in Africa.
Yeah, that nigga was tripping.
Bro.
You know the little nigga.
He's still he ain't going to be released until 2023.
Bro,
he'll be in a halfway house.
Joe, you know the member, the little kid, the little Saints fan? The black kid, the Saints fan, the one who be doing all dances and shit. Like his father got indicted because he was taking some of the money from his kids' fund and moving weight. This just happened like a couple weeks ago.
I feel him. That's nice. I feel him though. If you got a line on some weight and you can take that little money you got and stretch it, bro. I feel him. Come
it's
on,
your son's fund, G. What you own,
bro? The United States is full of shit, bro. I don't care about niggas who sell drugs because at the end of the day, if you want to sell drugs. Okay, the niggas who take drugs.
What you feel about niggas on their own accord? Finessing those PP loans.
Oh, they just stupid. No, you're just stupid. You're just stupid. You know what I'm saying? You just it's one thing because the pharmaceutical industry already peddles prescription drugs like it's illegal. But if niggas want to take drugs, let them take drugs. Of course, there's a line because like I don't want niggas just taking fentanyl to take fentanyl because niggas just gonna die like crazy. So right, you gotta have a line to it. But if the nigga had a line on some coke, bro, nigga, flip it, get you some money. I mean, he's an idiot because his son is a public figure, and I'm not gonna do that. But if I can,
yeah,
if
you
I
can't have niggas out here just flipping coke, G. Like, come on, bro, you can't have niggas out here
eventually,
just
bro,
selling pounds of coke.
It's gonna be a lot more drugs made legal, and it's probably the right thing to do. I'm just not making meth or heroin legal or crack.
America is full of shit, though.
Like, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously.
America is like, the older you get, the more you understand. Like, I don't even see how people can be patriotic.
I'm not patriotic. I hate this.
Even if you're white, I don't see how you can be patriotic. Because even if it's from like a, it's more about money more than anything, though. It's not even, I believe it's more about money.
I love the people of America, and I think the ideals of America are wonderful.
But we ain't ever upheld.
Well, we've never like the whole concept of all used to be better back in the day. For who, nigga? If you were white, absolutely. I wonder what it was like to be white in the '50s. It must have been amazing. It must have been amazing. I'm talking about I ain't talking about working in a steel mill, nigga. I'm talking about a privileged white man.
I mean, yeah, but it's been nice to be a privileged white man throughout the whole history of the world.
Only they feel in 0.001% of the pressure. That's it, and that alone is too much for them. They're like, hold on, bro. Oh no, this is too much pressure. They haven't even got anywhere near to a full percentage, and it's too much for them. But in the '50s, bro, go to the office. You come home, your wife made everything for you. You do nothing else on the weekends. Drink beer, watch TV. That's probably amazing. Sunday, watch sports. Don't get bothered. That's probably amazing.
As much influence as white people have, like, you couldn't pay me to be white.
Absolutely not.
It's just way more fun being black.
I really like being an underdog. So
I like living on the edge.
I already like living dangerously and being the underdog. This just tops.
When they say it's murder at the beginning, I love the struggle, Gotti.
I love the struggle. Nick. I wouldn't want any other way.
And then white folks got no sauce, so why would I want to be?
They have no type of swagger, bro.
Why would I want to be sauceless, bro?
No, like y'all never even the white dudes who be quote unquote cool, they steal their style from niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I wanna I want your opinion on this because you pay attention to stuff more than I do. It's basically 6 months since Biden's been in office. What would you grade this nigga?
He has done a very good job. Of course, his hand on the Israel nigga, you just gonna have to chalk it up, nigga. It's a US president. He's never not gonna support Israel. Some financial investment.
You see Mahatma Kyrie with the best best response on it out of any athlete. By the way, Kyrie was right, but Kyrie also be using that shit to not talk about why the fuck he ain't be showing up the game. But that's a whole different conversation.
I don't, you know, when you talk about, you know, all this stuff going on in the world and what are you doing? Nigga, what are you doing? I don't know what he's doing. Am I using my platform to talk? Nigga, who cares, nigga? I don't know. Those type of comments to me are just always weird. And I've never really understood. There's so much going on in the world. It's always something going on in the world.
I'm gonna ask Kyrie, nigga, why the fuck your ass up and showed up the game?
Something going over in the going on in the world.
Kyrie, why you ain't answering media questions? You know what, bro? It's just so much going on in the world right now.
Bro, it's just so much going on, bro.
That nigga can't wait for the playoffs to start so he can talk.
He cannot wait to get this season over with. That nigga want to go home.
I truly believe this nigga gonna retire in like
three years.
This nigga don't like playing basketball.
As soon as his contract up, he is out of there, bro.
That nigga does not like that shit, bro. He be up there like...
I think he likes playing basketball, but he doesn't like the business of basketball, which the issue for him is basketball is business.
Him and KD are two most emo niggas to ever be put on one basketball team, bro. Like,
yeah. Kyrie might just have social anxiety. I don't know. Of course, I don't want to guess, but he might just... You know, it might just not be him talking. That's cool, but shut up. I don't know, man.
That nigga ain't got no damn social anxiety. He did not mind talking with the Cavs. That nigga Kyrie just found God.
Well, Kyrie's one of the brothers now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Kyrie. He just found God. Now he just different. Yeah, I respect it.
He's an ancestor worship, but it's funny. Like I would laugh if my descendants were praying to me. I'm like, nigga, I'm dead. What am I gonna do?
Like, nigga, this ain't Black Panther.
How will I help you, brother? I am gone. But you know, shout out to him for
nigga, this ain't Black Panther.
Speak to your ancestors, nigga. I don't want to speak to mine. Fuck is y'all talking about? No, nigga. one last topic before we get up out of here, man. I want to talk about Versus real quick. I kind of feel like
I don't want to see it no more, bro. Let's play it out.
It's reached its peak, bro.
Streets like, back up, bro. I don't care.
The streets are back up. Number one.
Streets back up. Don't care.
Streets back up. And then last week, when they had SWV and
jumped outside of bars, bro. I want to go watch that. I don't want to see you old niggas singing songs I don't care about. The streets is back.
The streets. The first half was like none of them. Nobody wanted to be there. And it was tension because everybody knew Tiny was going to jail.
I heard Anti going to jail or just Tiny?
Tiny, both of them motherfuckers going to jail. Tiny.
Whoa, wait. What did they do?
They were fucking drugging younger age girls and fucking them and shit. Like, it's just, y'all ain't heard about that shit?
What, I mean, what? I heard about it, but like, I didn't
rock
know
y'all
it,
living
like,
under.
They actually got charged for it.
Big ass one, apparently.
Bro, they going to jail, bro. But it was just like a whole bunch of attention. And then,
I don't know, bro. Deshaun Watson, eyes on him, and now everything's okay. Stealing, bro. Look, nasty okay, man.
Watson
nasty
is
man
protect-
number four from Houston.
Deshaun Watson is protected by the shield.
Deshaun Watson also wasn't drugging people.
Yeah, he wasn't drugging.
He was just being nasty.
He was just raping them. That's all. Just a little bit of sprinkle of sexual assault.
Was there any? Did any of them say that?
Wait. Yeah, rape and sexual assault are two different things. Yeah, clarify two different things.
Was he?
That is maybe back in the day, you know, when rape was specifically, you know, penetration, but it's all rape. You all are going against it, predominantly and majority women who didn't ask for any of this stuff.
Okay.
It was funny because back when I was younger, you said, oh, man, you know, you got a girl tells you, know, you got to do anything. Like, I was like 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, girls want a nigga who going to do that. And I realized a lot of that stuff is just terrible culture. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's definitely terrible culture.
You know but what I'm saying?
He's protected by the shield, though. Like.
Yeah, men are generally terrible.
Yeah, he's protected by Roger Goodell.
You know, also...
You know, I would never say that on Twitter whenever women say...
Yeah, and also he wasn't drugging people.
Drugging people.
I mean, it's... Oh, well.
See, yeah, Tiny was... And then that was when SWV played downtown and fucking Tiny was like, it's time to get kinky. Everybody looked at this bitch like, bitch, that's what got you in trouble.
What is your definition of that, man?
Yeah, like the fuck?
Where does it fall within the rules of legality?
And like, after what, like, how many more matchups you won't see, G? Outside
I don't care.
Outside of JD versus Diddy, I don't care about nothing else, bro. Which is never gonna happen.
Shout out to Cole fighting Diddy. He must not know that nigga.
Oh, I want to talk about first.
That nigga Puffy outsources everything to the Crips. You better relax.
Nigga said he sent a payment LLC to the Crips LLC. Bro,
when that nigga tweeted, man, why don't Puffy didn't have that same energy? I was like,
excuse me.
He may not have did it himself, but he found some niggas.
And this not the Puff who went to fucking Steve Stout's office and beat that nigga with a bat.
I'm still laughing because I don't think Puff would have touched Kendrick without being some repercussions. Not from Kendrick. But
yeah,
from the people.
But before the Bloods even let that, Cole was like, fuck this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's too many Bloods around Kendrick. That's not happening.
First of all, Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting there watching and laughing is the funniest part of it.
That's the funniest. Like, first, where was this?
It's 2013. It's 2013, right when that King of New York line dropped. And everybody was emotional over that shit.
Man,
what party were they all in that this nigga was like, I'm finna fold this nigga?
This was 2013 New York. Who knows?
I'm still tripping off Puffy taking his son's girl. That's just the wildest thing to me.
He didn't... Okay, okay.
That's there is no time that's ever acceptable. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't take his son's girl.
He didn't take his son's girl, but at the same time, I don't think he, first of all, he's nasty, but
First of all, he's 50 something, she's 20 something, which is like
which is gross. What you
feels
want
very
if you look on Diddy's Instagram, he don't know he's 55.
Oh, he know he just
That nigga by money.
He be out here like we party, like nigga. If I'm tired when I be partying and shit, and you
when
got
you on coke, you don't get tired, nigga.
When you're on you that on quality,
yo, coke, you don't get tired, nigga.
On that quality, you get energy. Cocaine.
You know what I'm saying?
You get energy,
I'm talking
nigga.
Pure coca leaf cocaine. There's no filler up in there. I ain't stepped on. It's just it's straight from Colombia.
It's not. Nah, you're not getting tired when you on that, bro. You awake. You outside,
bro. Them niggas, you always tell somebody cokehead. Them niggas eyes be like, them niggas be,
Donald Trump
be up,
be going crazy.
But yeah, if you be like about Joe Biden, he's a white supremacist. I bet y'all feel bad that y'all voted. Like nigga, I voted for the niggas gonna have me outside. Mission accomplished.
Oh, I mean, Trump would have had your ass outside too, nigga.
No,
either way,
no,
you
I'm
be outside.
I'm talking about outside. Where I felt
either way, you was gonna be outside, nigga. Either way, you was going outside.
That Instagram,
you was gonna be
video,
out there.
They
you
said
were going outside.
Prices.
Would you have been living? Would you have been? would you have been fresh? You ain't crisp, as Dave Chappelle said. No, you been outside though.
We'd have been zombies out there. And Trump like, it's everything is fine. It's
everything
great.
Is fine. It's gonna go.
It's beautiful. America's growing. We're back.
It'll be a miracle. It would be one of the greatest experiences.
I also feel kind of uneasy that like we don't see this nigga tweets no more. Like, what you been on, bro?
Well, he had a burner account and they suspended that one too.
Nah, it's like what
Wait,
you
what?
Been on? Cause they
he had a burner account. It was called From the Office. That was the name of the handle.
That
From
is a
office.
Hilarious.
I wanna see this.
That is fucking hilarious, dog. From the Office.
From
I
the
have
office.
To find.
Oh, From the Table. One of the two. From the Office or From the Table of Donald Trump. And
oh wow! So Twitter suspended his digital director because Trump will use his digital director's account.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Funny as hell.
You know that Twitter is giving you like a timeout before you tweet something reckless now?
Yeah, like, hold on, nigga.
Because I tweeted.
You sure you want to say this?
Yeah, I tweeted today, man, the White Sox better win this game. We can't lose 3 out of 4 to the Royals after just having 2 back-to-back sweeps. And then our man Ola Ortiz was like, he tweeted me a meme. And I was about to say, I was like, nigga, y'all just got walked off by the Tigers. Shut the fuck up. And then as soon as I pressed send, and it said, excuse me. Do you want to send this?
Remind me of that Best Buy meme with the black dude was like, you good, fam?
That meme was funny as hell,
so. The dude, his polo was big as shit.
You good, fam?
You good.
He had that shit fucking tucked into his pants. That big ass polo with the big ass pants on.
Bruh. And now you see, I seen some party, bro. It was some party out in LA yesterday. I seen on everybody's IG story with all the mixy people in LA. It was Drake, Bobby Shmurda,
forget that nigga. He gonna put on Chris, the
Chris Brown, Franklin Saint and Uncle Jerome from Snowfall. All the same party.
Fresh show.
Andrea.
Yeah.
And Andrea put on IG. I was out like it was 2010.
Oh no, nah, that was that That was at a guy. I think this guy named Sean Diggerson threw that party.
Yeah,
I think it was called like
boy, yeah.
It was
like
called it was called
Sneaky Link. What? By the way, once you get in your 30s, it's called an affair.
No, because hold on,
it's
wait,
called
wait.
An extramarital.
No, hold on,
Sneaky
wait,
Links
no, no, no,
are called
no.
affairs when you're 30.
No, it's different because affairs establishes one party is in a relationship.
That's the name of this episode, by the way. I don't care if it's a long title.
What?
Sneaky Links of affairs when you're 30.
But no, affair
implies, means you know somebody is betrothed to another person.
That nigga Ho said, act like an adult, have an affair for once.
Oh no, first of all, Ho, get the fuck out of here. Oh, I don't know what I meant when I was doing Big Pimpin'. I'm ashamed. Nigga, you were 25. Shut the fuck up.
That nigga was not 25.
Oh,
he was definitely 30. He was definitely 30.
That's why I don't want to be a celebrity, bro. Like, what if I had, you know, a big endorsement from a company that was, like, based in Israel? So I have to go on Twitter and say, well, there is so much violence within the Israel-Palestine area, and I'm praying for resolution. Like, I got to be so, like, lame and partisan. Like, come on, G. I want to be able to say man. What I want. That's what I want to be a celebrity. I want all that. I want to be able to like, these niggas are stupid. And these are warlords and colonizers. But then I'm gonna have to delete that and say, oh, you know, this is a mistake. I'm sorry. That's trash. Celebrity's life is trash. Just give me the cash. I want the money.
I respect it.
Yeah, but you said betrothed.
Betrothed. That is an incredible word.
We're gonna get out of here.
Man, Twitter's full of shit, bro. I think I'm getting so tired of Twitter. I hate the site. It's just
you know you can just like log out. First of all, you don't tweet a lot anyway.
I don't. I'm not even on it often. So I'm thoroughly shocked myself. You know, funny thing is, I'm on Instagram and TikTok a lot. I love TikTok.
TikTok is hilarious, bro.
It's so many hilarious videos because I thought this was just a young person's social media thing. It is, but you can find your own section to it, and it's full of hilarious videos. And Instagram, I just like watch animal videos and like cartoons.
This nigga said I watch animal videos.
It's beautiful, bro. Every time I log on to Twitter, it's like, you gonna let your girl wear this? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Niggas who do this are gay, which just brings to mind Ice-T and the SVU. Yeah, that means you're gay. video. So, you know, arguing about what makes a man masculine, who we gonna be upset with next. Like, I don't got time for that. Like, shut up. And then, oh, something's happening in the world and you're all not upset. I want to tell them, that's how I realize how stupid young people are and how when it was 2011, I was that stupid person. And I was 21 and on Twitter, even though I was having way much more fun on Twitter then. Twitter was a dangerous time.
I told you, Twitter, that's before Ferguson and after Ferguson.
Yeah, bro.
Before Ferguson, that shit was the Wild Wild West, dog.
Bro, niggas was saying anything. Trayvon Martin was before Ferguson, correct? Because Ferguson was
Michael Brown. I was still in college.
Yeah, but like that, but it wasn't like you didn't have like those riots that broke out.
After I guess that. Because this was two private citizens instead. When Michael Brown was,
well, I think with Ferguson, it was like three names since then. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas nah, but up. Yeah, but also niggas had phones and they was like on the ground. They
had
and
phones
like,
in 2002 and 2012 when Trayvon. Got
yeah, killed. But like those riots didn't happen afterwards. Like there was a whole, like there was no Trayvon Martin that I remember Trayvon Martin riots.
Yeah,
no, there wasn't.
Remember, like people was like, live streaming like the Ferguson riots.
You right
like
though,
that.
Trayvon wasn't so on wild, film. Man. Trayvon.
I mean, Mike Brown wasn't on film, but the riots were on film, and like the police reaction and stuff was on film. Like I remember they was having like the Ferguson live streams, and you could like log in and people were like live streaming what was happening on the ground at Ferguson. Like that shit was, cause then they like go for like 30 something days, like straight a riots.
Well,
like, let me not say riots, protests.
You think it was pro? Niggas was upset. I mean, I'm not burning down my local Walgreens, nigga. I mean, you know how pissed off I would be if niggas burn the Walgreens or 87th and Kedzie, nigga. Where am I gonna get my anxiety? No, I gotta go somewhere far now.
That whole thing last year, bro. When niggas, I was like, I just don't, you know, fuck up black men. Fuck black businesses, nigga. After a while, it wasn't
a part of the capitalist regime. I'm like, okay, nigga, burn it down. Where you gonna get your granny pills? You gonna grandma, be a pack. You gonna be saying, you gonna put rest in peace, granny. You gonna be saying, rest in peace, granny, bro. I'm like, yeah.
After a while, G, it wasn't even granny about the gonna protests. Be a pack. It was just about niggas just wanting to rob shit. That's really after a while. That's really niggas just won't grab shit.
And don't get me wrong, bro. Any chance I can get to mess up a big corporation store, I'm for it. Go ahead. You want to go? You want to use this opportunity to go into Walmart, Best Buy, and steal a TV? Take it. I don't care, because they'll be fine. All that's insured, and they have billions to back it up. But bro, sure, this Walgreens is a $1 billion company, but nigga, you need medicine there. There's utility there. Relax. Relax.
It was also just a lot of people's first time dealing with anything like that on that scale.
And everybody felt pressure to go to a protest, put your picture up going to a protest. Oh, we out here. I'm like.
And then it was mid-pandemic, so you really had nothing else to do. Everybody was in the house. People don't have no money and everything
like
else.
I went to a protest in the summer. If I felt good to be there, and I took video, I put it on Instagram. I was like, what am I doing? This isn't for Instagram. I'm doing it because I want to actually make people. I want to get in the way of people to make white people understand what we're doing. Not
then
to
there was something. Then somebody, there was some. Go ahead.
Went out last year. Went out. No, the woman I was dating last year, she texted, "Are you going to protest today?" Like, I'm going to protest. There's no sports on my TV today, but I'm not leaving this motherfucker.
As I get older, bro, I just understood. This is just the way of the world, bro. Terrible shit happens.
I'm just not a protest type nigga. If that's your thing, by all means, I'm not protesting shit.
Isn't it crazy, bro? The oppressed become the oppressor. Look at Israel, bro. Israel was almost freaking eliminated off the face of the map during World War II. Look what they do with the Palestinians.
I had a conversation about that last night with the guy who was actually a Jew, and he was like, one of the things I didn't think of, he was like, the reason why Israel don't be going now is because of that. So they just like extra aggressive.
I'm sure that's an antecedent because factor. It's just a shame. It's like you become what you live through. Like Chris Brown, when he had that big ass freaking button up on, then talked about his mother getting beat as a kid, and then he became the same thing. And so, and then you had freaking Israelis, not all of them, but the state of Israel, after having gone through as a people extermination and anti-Semitism, still do for years, and then you do it against Palestinian people who have lived there for thousands of years.
Because they probably see it as never again. They probably see it. Well, I mean, I don't know. Either way,
Palestinians is be chill. The Arab world don't even mess with Palestinians, bro. Palestinians unfortunately don't get support from anywhere, and Jews. I have no clue.
But even on a smaller scale, look how niggas talk when they get a little money and start talking like white folks.
Yeah.
You know one thing niggas hate doing that white people do well? We don't like helping other, we don't help like people in our own shit. Like I think
for some reason we are obsessed with the idea of getting it on your own.
Nepotism, the correct
because
term
we're taught
nepotism is that's getting support. That's I think it is using your influence and your power to put people within your familial or niggas friend circle. Bro,
niggas make it and they start talking like, oh, I made it from the dirt. You should too.
Because we're taught wrongly that like only one of us can make it. So like we think that when we get it, we gotta keep it on and hold on to it. Cause if we don't, somebody else will take it from us. Instead of like thinking about building the whole community as a whole. We don't really, black people don't really move like a group. We move as individuals. Like we don't move as like the black race. We move as like
it's people. A culture of fear was instilled in us.
Yeah.
And a culture of like scarcity that comes from not having nothing. And so we feel like we got to possess and hold on to everything. And it's like, man, if there were ever people who were trying to get in philosophy and theology like myself, I'm telling you, bro, nepotism is going to rule. I'm like, oh yeah, this is Kip. He's from North Carolina. He's a good, outstanding student. Oh, okay. This is I don't know what is a freaking black name, nigga. I can't think of one because whatever black name, nigga. This is DeAndre. He's from the West Side. Well, he's in. That's it, nigga. He gonna be in. I'm putting the Negro in. I'm saying it right now. White folks do that shit all the time, which is hilarious. Why when affirmative action happened, they're like, "This isn't right." Yeah, nigga, because niggas was up on your game. So, yeah. Anyway,
good, mature talk to end this podcast.
To end a very podcast.
Yeah, you get everything on this podcast. You get everything. You get nice comments on what's going on in the Middle East.
I'm Cousin Jeff for this podcast, bro.
You are Cousin Jeff. The Cousin Jeff episodes of Rap City used to blow me.
We're trash, nigga. Get off. I don't want to see this.
They be like, see, what we need to do, brothers, we need to be in these books. They be like, all right, next video coming up now. It's Fuck These
Shake Your Ass by Mystical.
By Nori.
I don't care about this, bro.
But we're going to wrap up, man. You know where to follow us, at Barbchair Scott, at Flo Zandolini, at Pavy World. Damien's not here, but you can follow him at @I'm_VelvetJones. Go to padverbs.com right
now.
Stay
tuned to his account, as I will meme every photo of him from him being in Cabo. It's coming.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be quality meme content.
Absolute quality.
Stream Songs by Women right now. You can check out the video right now, too, when you hear this. I don't know if it'll be out at this time, but it'll be out today. So check that video out on patreon.com/barbershairnetwork. Summer Sessions OT will be dropping later on this week. And y'all have a good week, man. We're going to holler at y'all.
We'll holler at y'all. Justin Fields is a Chicago Bear. Thank you for listening.